This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. This week I've been talking with Colm Cunningham. He's the director of Hammond Cares Dementia Centre. Good to have you in again, Colm.
Thank you.
Colm, Hammond Care does a lot of work in the area of palliative care. That must be an especially challenging field. What do you aim for in caring for people who are dying?
Well, I think one of the things in terms of people with dementia is that over the years it has been less recognised, the need for end-of-life palliative care. And it's become a significant thing over the last 4 or 5 years that we're recognising that we need to do this better. And the benefits for us in Hammond Care is that because there are already specialist palliative care services, there's a lot for us to draw on in terms of that existing expertise in the teams. But there is a need for us to improve that end-of-life care, both for the person with dementia and for their family that are going through the final difficult stages of this journey.
Now, people who are really old don't get young again. People with dementia don't get better. How do you deal with yourself personally with the challenges that this possesses? You're confronted with this daily.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's no point in trying to pretend that it isn't difficult. I think critically we need to make sure that support networks are around those that are dealing with this so that the carers and the families can be supported and that they can have time that is of quality at each stage. So, for example, when a person with dementia is at a stage where they may have lost the ability to talk and to say what they want, it may well be useful to have in advance help the family plan for using things like life story books or a photographic album that they can just engage without the need for language or words in some memories that are positive and to feel comfortable with the fact that the person may be showing you that they're getting something out of this through their eyes or their non-verbals, because we often talk about people with dementia having a positive hangover. And the positive hangover is that sometimes we might say, well, he'll not remember in 5 minutes what we did. Well, a lot of arguments are coming out now that it's the resonance of that over a longer period of time that the person can carry, and that will make them feel good. So it's not just about the immediate.
Now, we live in a culture that on the whole doesn't want to face death. We're pretty good at avoiding thinking about this. But given that death is an unavoidable aspect of your work, what has it taught you?
What it's taught me about life is that it's short and it is precious, and that every time with a person, it should be valued for that. I've had to deal with a lot of death, particularly in my early childhood, because I came from an area called Northern Ireland where there was a lot of difficulties and troubles. And I think that's probably, in a nutshell, it's the immediacy and the value of the time we have together that's most important to me.
Do you see also a spiritual aspect of this, so that death isn't the end for people who hold a worldview that includes an eternal perspective?
There are many faith leaders and many people who work in dementia care who very much are shouting about the need to recognise the spiritual needs of the individual with dementia or with any condition. For me, it's challenged me in some ways. A friend of mine, Daniil, often says about a good friend of ours who has Down syndrome, if we meet him in heaven, will he be the man with Down syndrome or will he be different? Because the man we know and love has Down syndrome. Interestingly, that challenges me in terms of it, for the man that I have just recently met with dementia, who will I meet in heaven?
Interesting to have that sort of different perspective on it. And I think sometimes it's lost in these conversations about what the best care is and so on. Spiritual aspects of care in this area and lots of others to do in medicine is becoming more and more important, isn't it? It seems a crucial part of who we are, so it makes sense that medical care would include that.
Yeah, and we're moving away from care plans, which describe what the person needs, having typically in their nighttime care plan likes cocoa and is Anglican, you know, so that realizing that people's spiritual needs are much greater than that and they need a lot more qualification.
Well, it's great getting your thoughts on all of that, Colin. It's been fabulous to have you in. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.